1-2, 1-2, 1-2.
Throughout the whole bullpen, so. But it felt good.
Not a bunch of fastballs.
I threw about five sliders and about five changeups here. For the most part, just working on location. So. Fastball, slider, changeup.
Fastball, slider,
changeup.
Change,
not curveball, not that.
That's that.
Yeah, nice and easy.
How are you, Chad?
Yeah.
Bill, the Mariner satellite feed. Thanks for representing. Cal State Fullerton? Cal State Fullerton.
All right.
You keep it real on that one, buddy.
So can I have you take a couple steps this way? That'd be great. All right. Fantastic.
Okay.
You
ready?
Yeah. I'm as ready when you guys are.
So how did it feel getting back out there?
It felt really good. I mean, really good. Being able to kind of, you know, throw a bullpen with a uniform on. It felt great. You know, I've been waiting for this for a long time. Last year, you know, was a down year. It was a bummer of a year for me, but to be able to get signed and be able to get here pretty quick is, you know, is really exciting for me, and you know, I can't wait to just keep going. So.
Is there any mental barrier you have to get over anytime you come back from surgery? There might be a little bit of one. Is there one with you?
I think there's a little bit. I mean, I still got, you know, I just got to know that, you know, it is getting healthy. You know, I just got to trust my arm, you know, because if I start thinking, oh, you know, I don't want to hurt it, that's when you're really going to hurt it again. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times when you do think you don't want to hurt it, you're going to end up changing mechanics. That might put more pressure on the elbow, and, you know, you don't ever want to do that. So, but I think for the most part, I'm pretty good. You know, I trust my arm. I trust the doctors that I've worked with. I trust all the trainers. So when they say everything's looking good, you know, I believe them. So, because, I mean, I don't feel any pain or anything. So everything's feeling really good.
And this was more of a cleaning, not an actual surgery.
Right. I mean, they shaved the labrum and the bicep in there, but I mean, compared to what they thought it was going to be, where they were saying I was going to be out for 18 months, I mean, this was nothing. And it was a 40 minute surgery. A couple guys I played with, their surgeries had the same thing done. It was 2 hours, you know. So it was very minor, but I mean, at the same time, you know, any time they go, you have a surgery on your shoulder, you know. You never know what can happen, because I mean, that's one of the worst surgery you can possibly have, you know. So. I still gotta have to take it easy, but I mean, I understand it wasn't as bad as everybody thought, and I should be able to come back pretty quick.
Now let's get away from the surgery here. Mm-hmm. Picking the Mariners, guys like you, great closers are tough to come by. Why did you pick the Mariners?
I think it was just a comfort thing. I had a couple offers out there that were. Almost double what the Mariners offered, but you know what? You know, it isn't about that. You know, for me, it's just about being able to go to a place where, you know, where I feel comfortable. I mean, I felt comfortable with Wetland. He was my bullpen coach in D.C., and I think he had a big part of me coming over here. And I knew a couple guys out here already, and you know, being on the West Coast, you know, being able to have all my family members come out and see me on a regular basis, I think that really played a huge part in it too. And plus, I mean, I just want a chance to where I can go out there and improve them healthy. You know, I don't care, you know, if they want me to pitch in the sixth inning or seventh inning. It doesn't really matter to me. You know, I'll just go out there and play and you know, and I think I'm gonna have that chance to do that. So.
And it's not bad to know that there might be a closer position mm-hmm. that you might be able to come in and help out with it when you do come back.
Right. I mean, that had a little bit of factor, but I mean that wasn't a huge one. You know, but that'd be cool to be able to get back there. You know, if it's this year or next year, you know, it doesn't really matter to me. But you know, knowing that I do have a chance, I think that helped a little bit too. But right now, I just got to go out there, you know, and get healthy and show everybody that I can still pitch. So.
Now you've only been around the organization for a day or so. What's your feelings? What kind of feeling do you get around here?
It feels great, you know. I mean, all the guys that I've talked to have been really nice to me. You know, I mean, sometimes when some guys go in a new place, you know, some guys can be kind of standoffish, but it hasn't been like that at all around here. I mean, everybody's come up to me and talked to me and stuff, and they've been real friendly. And you know, I think that helps when you don't really know a whole lot of guys coming in. When you have guys coming up to you, you know, introducing themselves and you know, making you feel right at home. You know, it makes you feel real good. So,
but you know, some of these people have seen you pitch and know who you are. So there's probably a little bit of intimidation factor on their part as well.
Yeah, I mean, maybe a little bit, but you know, they don't. You know, they don't have to. They don't have to be intimidated by me. You know, I'm just not like one of them. You know, I got to go out there and prove myself. You know, all over again. You know, what I did in the past is what I did in the past. You know, I got to go out there and prove myself all over again because I'm coming off of a surgery. So, you know, there's no reason for them to be intimidated. You know, I'm a likable guy. I'm real easygoing. I don't really, you know, I talk, but not a whole lot. I'm really, really quiet, but I'm, you know, I get along with everybody, so.
Thanks. All Cal State Fullerton people are the best people in the world. All you do is tell them that.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
That's great.